Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we're here for another cocktail on Cheers. What do you have for us today?
So I've been playing around lately with a brand new product to the state. It's from our friends at Long Road Distillers in Grand Rapids, and it's an Amaro. Specifically, it's called Amaro Pazzo, and it's a collaboration with Long Road and Madcap Coffee.
Oh, I've heard of Madcap before. In fact, my daughter loves Madcap.
Yeah, so there are a lot of coffee liqueurs. A lot of different distilleries in the state are making coffee liqueurs. There's ample opportunity everywhere because there's a coffee roaster in town, so you can collaborate, and I love that sense of collaboration. But what I really love about Amaro Pazzo is that it took coffee liqueur to a whole new level by incorporating these Amaro elements.
What's the difference between a liqueur and Amaro?
Amaro is a category of liqueurs, and they mostly come out of Italy, or historically have come out of Italy. And there, every little town has their own Amaro. Most of them are intended as after-dinner drinks, so they often are quite bitter, usually somewhat sweet, and lots of different botanicals, tons of interesting flavors going on. And everybody has their own unique one. I think in Italy there are about 300. And they've been making their way into the U.S. and being incorporated into cocktails. And now we're starting to see American distillers coming up with their own Amaros.
I'm guessing that because it's Madcap Coffee collaboration with Long Road, there's some coffee taste here.
There's definitely some coffee notes there, but what surprised me about it is that wasn't the first thing I noticed. There's some orange peel in here, so you get a little citrus up front. And then the gentian and the wormwood that they're using as bittering elements really come through. And the coffee is actually on the finish. So it's a really complex and interesting liqueur.
So what did you do with this?
Well, I've been playing around with it a lot. I like it. It's great to sip on its own, as you would a digestivo in Italy. But, of course, in America, we like to mix things into cocktails. And this has been a little bit of a challenge for me. But I found that it has a really great affinity for aged rums. So I decided to play on that idea of an after-dinner coffee and an after-dinner digestivo and make a nightcap. So this is called a Grand Night. And it has 2 ounces of rum. I wanted to use a Michigan rum here, but it really needed a richer, fuller rum. So we don't have any of those in the state right now. So I used a nice Caribbean rum from Plantation. And then 1 ounce of the Amaro Pazzo, which is not very sweet at all. While it is classified as a liqueur, it's not particularly sweet. So I added 1/2 ounce of creme de cacao. So that's bringing some chocolatey notes and upping the sweetness of the drink, which is typical for an after-dinner drink, that it would be a little sweeter.
Well, it's certainly very pretty, and I'm getting a slight aroma off of it that's pleasing. Can I have a sip now?
Please.
I see what you mean about the coffee taste, even in the cocktail, is sort of toward the end. The creme de cacao gives us kind of a round chocolate feel to it, and it's really nice. I can imagine ending a really wonderful evening out and going home and having this nightcap. And with your name, A Grand Night, I kind of see what you did there with these folks being from Grand Rapids. So you tried a lot of different formulas. When did you know that this was the one that would work?
So I tested it out. I started with just simple syrup to add that sweetness, but then I thought, can I make this a little more complex, make it a little more interesting? So I tried a few different liqueurs, and I found that the cacao just seemed to work the best. And if you think about coffee and chocolate, we often pair those together, so it made sense.
I think you nailed it.
Cheers.